Hello, volleyball fans, and welcome back to another Continental Volleyball Conference weekly podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, bringing you this week's lists of recaps, the Player of the Week interview, and a rundown of upcoming matchups. Starting off this week's list of recaps is the Lakeland Muskies and last week's Player of the Week, Alec Redlick. The Muskies defeated St. Xavier in a 3-1 decision Wednesday night and stand second in the CVC West Division with a 16-6 record. CVC West Division leader Carthage College saw their 11-game win streak come to an end in California as they fell to number 6 UC Santa Cruz in 3 sets. The Redmen and last week's AVCA National Player of the Week, Jim Schultz, bounced back for a win over Holy Names and then took revenge in a 3-0 sweep of their own over UC Santa Cruz on Tuesday. The Redmen bumped up to a tie for 4th in the AVCA rankings with an overall 18-6 mark on the season. While the Dominican University Stars had the weekend off, the Fontbonne Griffins fell to CVC foe Mount St. Joseph's in a 3-0 decision Friday and a 3-2 game on Saturday. The Griffins stand at 7-10. For Mount St. Joe's, the 2 wins over Fontbonne went along with their pair of wins over Russ College. The Lions upped their overall mark to 15-8. The MSOE Raiders suffered a tough 3-1 loss at home against Cardinal Stritch earlier this week and stand at 4-15. Moving over to the CVC East Division, the Caron Highlanders may have had the week off, but the number 15 Stevenson Mustangs saw a successful outing at the Keene Invitational as they bounced back from a 3-1 loss to Keene with wins over York and number 9th ranked Elmira. The Mustangs move up to 16-7 on the year. For the Eastern Mennonite Royals, their CVC playoff hopes were squashed as they dropped 2 3-0 decisions to both Teal College and Juniata. The losses dropped their overall mark to an even 11-11. For the Teal College Tomcats, the win went along with their other weekend victory over CVC East foe Marymount. Unfortunately for the Tomcats, they couldn't keep the winning drive going as they fell this week to CVC East leader, the Juniata Eagles. Teal posts an overall 12-13 record on the season. The 2 losses to Teal College and Juniata were the lone matches of the week for the Marymount Saints, as they stand at a 7-15 mark. And rounding out this week's list of recaps is Juniata, who, as mentioned, saw success in all 3 contests with wins over Eastern Mennonite, Marymount, and Teal College. The Eagles not only maintained the top spot in the CVC East and AVCA national rankings with a 20-3 overall record, but also nabbed this week's Player of the Week. As a 6'4" outside hitter, Mark Feeler averaged 3.2 kills per set and hit a 370 on the week, as he finished with 16 kills and 27 attempts in the games against Eastern Mennonite and Marymount. The junior also notched 11 total digs, 3 service aces, and 1 total block in the contest. Feeler also helped the Eagles' top CVC rival Teal College this week to finish with a perfect 3-0 mark on the week. Here's what he had to say about this season and what to watch for moving forward. So, Mark, you and the team came out of the gate strong, not only in the CVC, but also in the AVCA preseason poll. And ever since then, you guys have basically been gunning your way towards the top, and now you're there. So, what was your focus coming into this season?
Into the season, returning all of our players, we were definitely looking to improve the small things. We were able to play at a very high level, but also we played at a low level last year. And what we really want to do is be consistent. And so the consistency, we think, comes from working hard in practice, really trying to improve small things individually, which translate to better play out in the court in matches. So we definitely just wanted to refine what we were doing and kind of be able to play consistently at a higher level.
Definitely. And you're showing consistency this season very well, as the team is Definitely showcasing what it takes to stay atop the AVCA rankings for the third week in a row. You had a 3-1 win over Mennonite, and you swept both Marymount and Teal this past week. So you extended your current win streak to 6 games. What do you think was that turning point or driving factor during the season to really just hit that consistency factor and keep going?
I think it's the goal that we all have as a team is the final goal is somehow a national championship. But we all understand that what that will require of us is a huge amount of commitment and hard work. And so we kind of have played 2 or 3 games where we didn't play our best. But right now we're all looking straight ahead. We're all saying, you know, one at a time, we're going to work as hard as we can so that we can do the best that we can. And we had a small taste of adversity when Coach Moore said for multiple reasons, and we all perfectly accept him and support him, that he had to leave to go to a different program. And it was kind of presented, well, we have the opportunity to either break down and fall apart or get stronger from it. And I think that we're definitely coming together more as a team and getting stronger. And that's definitely given us just a small boost that's able to help us, you know, focus and look at the end goals this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned your coach recently left. You're coming off that first week under the direction of your former assistant coach, who's now your head coach. And you're atop the AVCA, you're atop the CVC East Division, you have a 20-3 record, and then it was almost kind of like, boom, here, you know, your head coach comes out with just kind of like this missile that, like you mentioned, could really make or break a team. So what do you really think was the key factor in making such a smooth transition, because you guys haven't missed a beat. You haven't lost because of this or anything. You keep winning. So what do you really think was that key factor for that transition?
I think Pat Schworn, our current coach, he's been around the game, and he is just as qualified to coach at a very high level that Kevin Moore was. And so not only is his experience in the game is huge, Pat, but he's able to very directly translate that in practice to tell us when we're doing something wrong, small things or big things. He very much understands what we have to do to get better. And it's, you know, we haven't skipped a beat, that's right, because Pat's, we think, just as capable, and we all have kind of come together definitely under him. And hope that, you know, in the future, Pat's able to stay or maintain that coach here in the future, too.
Yeah. So, coming into the season, many knew this long lifeline of success that Juniata's program is with men's volleyball. And it's been shown both in the team's record and in Players of the Week this season, as you're the third Eagle to be named as CVC Player of the Week. So what does this recognition mean to you?
To me, it's a very small testament to my hard work, but it should be a very big testament to the team's work, because realistically I'm only as good as I can only hit as well as my setter can set, and he can only set as well as our passers can pass. So even though it might be stats that I have a good game, it's really the team being able to play very well that lets anyone have a really good game. And so it's a nice honor and accomplishment, but it's really the team more than my single accomplishments, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what can we keep an eye out for moving forward?
hopefully very high-level volleyball. We know what our goals are. I think we're all very focused. And although I know on our bench we have some fun and games and stuff, but we all want the same thing. And whether you're playing or not playing, you want to support everyone on the team. So just look for some high-level volleyball and some powerful hits, I guess.
Awesome. Well, I'll be looking forward to that. Congrats on being named the Player of the Week, and best of luck heading into the CVC tournament.
Thank you very much.
While Juniata held the top spot in the AVCA, the Carthage College Redmen moved up to tie with Riviere for the fourth spot, Lakeland fell to 12th, and Stevenson held tight at 15th. This is the eighth week in a row these teams have held strong in the AVCA rankings. Looking towards this week's play, the Juniata Eagles and Feeler will look to remain atop the division and the AVCA when they travel to Hilbert College to take on the Hawks and Penn State Altoona on Saturday. After taking a week off from competition, the Caron Highlanders will look to snap their 5-game losing streak when they take on Marymount Friday night and Eastern Mennonite and Stevens on Saturday. Following their match against Caron Friday, the Marymount Saints will face off with Stevenson Saturday and then Eastern Mennonite Wednesday night. For the Eastern Mennonite Royals, the game against the Saints will be their final one of the regular season, as they will have previously taken on Stevenson Friday night and Caron and Stevens on Saturday. While the games against the Royals and the Saints will be the lone games of the week for the Stevenson Mustangs, the Teal College Tomcats will have one non-conference matchup against Penn State Barron Tuesday night. Looking to the CVC West Division, the Dominican University Stars will face off against CVC foe Carthage Saturday before traveling to Raider Country to take on MSOE Tuesday night. While this will be the third match of the week for the MSOE Raiders as they play host to Mount St. Joe's Friday and Fontbonne on Saturday, the Carthage College Redmen will follow up their away game against Dominican Saturday with a home match against the Lakeland Muskies on Wednesday night. Leading up to this matchup, the Muskies will have already faced Fontbonne Friday and Mount St. Joe's on Saturday. The Friday and Saturday games against Lakeland and MSOE will be the only games for the Fontbonne Griffins and the Mount St. Joe's Lions. And that wraps up this week's podcast. For constant updates, you can check in right here at www.thecvc.org. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC and tune in right here for next week's segment. Until then, I'm Danielle Dwyer wishing you all the best.